Thanks for being along. I was looking at an article, Can Ontario Public Schools Handle Teaching Religious Diversity? Now, this was an article written by Father Deacon Andrew Bennett, leads work on religious freedom at the think tank Cardis, holds a PhD in politics from the University of Edinburgh and degrees in history from McGill and Dalhousie University. From 2013 to 2016, he served as Canada's Ambassador for Religious Freedom and head of the Office of Religious Freedom, and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So how am I supposed to, what name do you like?
Father Deacon Andrew. That's perfect.
All right. So the first thing that's going to come up for people, because people, I promoted you were going to be on, and people are saying, we shouldn't teach religion at all. This, you're not talking about religious proselytization, or I can never pronounce that word correctly, and inculcating kids with a particular religion. There are some schools that do that. I think what you're talking about is we have religious freedom, and so kids should understand what religion is.
That's exactly right, Jerry. I mean, I think we mistake that our secular public schools should not talk about religion at all. It's right, as you say, that they shouldn't be instructing in a particular religion, and that's the nature of secular public schools that we have across the country. But as our country becomes even more pluralist with a broader religious landscape, much greater diversity in that landscape, we want to make sure that our young people can engage one another, especially on some of the most deeply held beliefs that they have. So how is, you know, one student who might be, let's say, not religious at all, how are they going to engage an Orthodox Jewish student that sits next to them in class, or a young Muslim girl who wears a hijab? They need to be able to understand, what's that all about?
All right. I can adhere as strongly as I like to my own religion, but maybe I'm missing something if I'm not at least curious about what are other religions, what do they teach, how do they differ from mine, and why. It's just simply knowledge.
That's right. And I think sometimes in a lot of the work that we did in writing this report on religion in public schools across Canada, you know, we found that very often our public schools treat religion in a very hands-off, very distanced kind of sociological way, where you don't really get to understand, okay, what is it that people actually believe? How does it impact their lives? How does it affect how they integrate within communities and so forth? And so I think, you know, the role of our public schools in many respects is to form good citizens, and to form good citizens that are just well-educated and educated about a broad array of things. And so if we're going to be neighbors with one another, if we're going to be colleagues and fellow students with one another as we go through our lives, we need to be able to relate to each other in the deepest sense possible. And we want to be able to encounter, even if we don't share the same beliefs, we want to be able to encounter one another in what we hold to be most profoundly true for us.
Father Deacon Andrew Bennett is with me, and we're talking about how schools, public schools, should teach religion. I get a text message here. Your guest is completely off base. Religion should have no part in the education system. Anti-intellectual people like that are part of the problem.
Well, I don't think it's very, it's a bit of a canard to say that people who are religious are anti-intellectual.
No. This is an anti-religious person who's writing to me.
Yeah, of course. No, I understand that. And I think if we look at the richness of religious traditions, you know, I think it's important that all of us have at least some familiarity with that, because many religious traditions have profoundly shaped our society and our civilization, whether we're talking about Christianity or Judaism, especially in how we understand the rule of law, how we understand human rights, and certainly the influence of other religious traditions that have come into our country maybe more recently, such as Islam and Sikhism and so forth. You know, I think it's kind of important that we get to know each other and we understand each other. And that includes people who don't have any religion or any religious belief. And religious freedom is not just for religious people. Religious freedom is about all of us as human beings being able to pursue truth and then live our lives according to the truth. And you can't just sort of pocket that in a little, you know, box in your house and then go out into the world and ignore religion. Religion is present in this country and in our society. It's not a bad thing. Some people might not like religion. They might think that it doesn't, you know, serve any real good. But I think if we look at the role that religious communities play in this country, they do have a very particular presence, especially in terms of our communities and providing all sorts of socioeconomic services, different forms of social justice. And I think it behooves us as good citizens to be familiar with those people.
Well, you know, these people who are writing to me and saying religion has no place in the school. Well, then does freedom of speech have no place in the school? Does the concept of the freedom of our right to gather together and to take our grievances to the government and all of those kinds of things have no part? I think these people who are writing me this could have benefited from an education that, whether they become religious people or not, explains to them why freedom of religion is an important thing.
Well, that's right. The goal is not to make people religious. We all have free will. We all have our own sort of human agency. But I would think that to be an honest person and to be a person who is genuinely interested in knowledge and in growing in knowledge, growing in wisdom, that we should seek out beliefs and points of view that maybe are different than our own, and to try and understand them. Doesn't mean we have to agree with them. And the reality is that in our society, there are going to be people that we profoundly disagree with, and sometimes with very deep disagreement, whether on ideological views or particular moral questions or theological views. And, you know, Jerry, that's okay. It's okay to have disagreements within society, but we still have to recognize in one another our humanity. And that's something that all religions, I think, try to point towards is, you know, what's the nature of the human person? And public schools, I think, need to take that seriously, along with all the other subjects they teach, but at least to give our young people a sense of, you know, how do you encounter people who believe things differently than you, and maybe live according to a different creed. And the reality of Canada is that we have a very, very diverse country. And if you look at, as we say in the report, if you look at the changing religious face of Canada, I mean, just in the last 20 years, the landscape of religious practice in Canada has changed profoundly, and it will continue to change as we receive more and more immigrants coming from places such as Africa, from South Asia, and from East Asia. And these are profoundly, in many cases, profoundly religious people who bring their religious tradition to our country and enliven our public life by living out that tradition.
Well, I was born long enough ago that I was born into a dominantly Christian country. That's still the case. However, not as much so, as you've just pointed out, and as you point out in your report, and that will continue to change. And that makes the teaching of religion in school, I think, all the more important. Because, you know, many of the people, I think, who will say, well, religion has no place in the schools, is tolerance, does that have a place in the school? Of course it does. And that's what we're talking about.
That's right. And even more than tolerance, Jerry, I think we're talking here about respect. It's easy to say, well, I tolerate someone, but do you respect them? Do you respect that they hold particular beliefs that may seem strange, that may seem contrary to your beliefs? But again, you know, we're all in this together. We've heard that mantra many times. There's a nice religious term for you, a mantra. We've heard that mantra many times through this pandemic. We're all in this together. But that also applies just generally to living together in society, as I said, as neighbors, as co-workers. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, roughly 20% of the population of this country are deeply religious. They're religiously committed people. And, you know, CARDIS, the think tank that I'm with, we've done a lot of work recently over the last 4 to 5 years with the Angus Reid Institute out of British Columbia on what is the face of faith in Canada. And, you know, this is really what that research has shown us, is that there is, you know, sort of around between 18 to 20% of people who are deeply religiously committed. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's about the same percentage of people who are not interested in the least in religion. But in the middle, we have these groupings of people who are privately faithful. Maybe they're not going to religious services each week, but they're privately faithful. They have some identification with some religious tradition. And then those who are spiritually uncertain, they're kind of seeking things. And okay. I think all of this points to the nature of who we are as human beings. We seek out truth. We want to find meaning. And that's something the public education system needs to take very seriously.
Well, Father Deacon Andrew Bennett, how will schools teach religion? It's an important question, and I've enjoyed the conversation. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jerry.